Thank you. Thank you. Baseball fans, a very pleasant Thursday evening. Welcome back to Atrium Health Ballpark as we get set for Game 3 of this six-game Carolina League series between the visiting Down East Wood Ducks. And for Game 3 tonight, we're taking a step back in time. The Piedmont Boll Weevils on the field. The Kannapolis Cannonballers will do this a handful of times throughout the year. Tonight, one of those occasions where we pay tribute to the long-running Piedmont Boll Weevils ball club that called Kannapolis home to really get things going here in minor league baseball. Sean Fox here with you on a warm Thursday night. Each team with a victory under their belt in this series so far. The Wood Ducks picking up a 4-2 victory back on Tuesday night, July 4th. And then earlier this afternoon, we wrapped up Game 2, suspended last night after three innings due to thunderstorms. Kannapolis pouring it on with an 11-4 victory. The Ballers earlier 13 hits coming into this third game of the series. Down East has just 13 hits overall throughout the first two games. So we'll see how they fare a little bit later throughout this seven-inning contest. Keep that in mind as well, having to finish that one up earlier. Just seven innings here for the Nightcap. Here's the Down East lineup. Cam Coley going to lead things off. He's the designated hitter in this ballgame. We'll kind of touch on that, maybe as to why, here in just a moment when he hits to the plate. Tommy Speck and Donier Cueva will follow. Glider Figueiro will bat cleanup. Connor Pioto, Jesus Moreno, 4, 5, and 6. JoJo Blackman, Zion Bannister, and Andres Mesa will round things out against right-hander Peyton Pallette. Pallette on the mound for his 13th start of the season, 0-2 with a 4.35 ERA. Just the second time he will face Down East. That was opening weekend. The other one, as the first pitch is fouled straight back out of play at 7:17 p.m. to Cam Cauley, the DH here for the third game of the series. Let him take a break from the field, concentrate at the plate. He's 0-for-8. In this series so far, quickly finds himself down on the count, nothing and two. He was 0-for-4 with a walk game two of the series. Couple of walks is all he has to show for so far in this leadoff spot. 88 degrees, our game time temperature feels like 94 with all the humidity in the area after the thunderstorms last night. Ball and two strikes, 235 average, 7 homers, 32 RBI for Cauley. Down and in. Count even 0-2-2. Last time out for Pallette at Fayetteville last week. Four innings. Tied a career high. Three runs, four hits. No walks, six strikeouts. Inside out swing. A little foul ball off to the right side. 2-2. Nice thirsty Thursday crowd continuing to file in here at the ballpark. Each of his last two starts, Pallette's gone four innings. I'm sure happy to see the calendar turn to a new month, I should say, as Cauley will find his first hit of the series to the deepest part of the ballpark. He's rounding second on his way to third. He's there without a throw. Well, that's how you pick up your first hit of the series after starting 0-for-8, a leadoff triple here in the top half of the first inning. Talking about Pallette, happy to see the calendar flip to a new month. Here's why. Four appearances in April. 0-1, okay. ERA under 3, 2.92. Solid there. Went to a 3.55 ERA for the month of May. First pitch here to Tommy Speck outside. In four June starts, ERA was at 6.28 for those four starts. So, new month of July, try to get back to some April and May type numbers. The 1-0 is downstairs, 2-0. Specht 1-for-4 with a double and run scored. In the last contest, he's 1-for-8 in the series with a walk. Fastball there, misses upstairs, quickly 3-0 Pallett did get ahead of Colley there in the leadoff spot. A couple of quick strikes. Colley evened up the count before lacing his leadoff triple to right center. 3-0 pitch here is on the outer half for a strike. 3-1. Trey Ward behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. Travis Brewer, his partner, out on the base paths. 3-1. Another breaking ball, outer half, another strike. Nice job by Pallett here to come back and run the count full. 3-2. Top of the first just underway in our seven-inning nightcap. Breaking ball. He tried the inner half. This time it missed. Results in ball four. Down East has the first two base runners aboard. They're at the corners now for the shortstop, Donyer Cueva. Cueva was 0 for 4 on Tuesday, did not play in game two of the series, combination of last night and finishing it up this afternoon. In from the left side, Pallett from the stretch, looking for a double play ball right here. See if we can get Cueva to serve one up. 265 hitter on the year. First pitch swinging, but it's a fly ball into deep left. Chris Lanzilli is out there. Tagging from third is Colley. The throw heads to second base. And Down East picks up their ninth run of this series. They've got a 1-0 lead on Cueva. Sacrifice fly here in the first. Well, after wrapping up that ball game earlier, we've got a two-way tie atop the North Division here in the Carolina League between these Wood Ducks and the Delmarva Shorebirds. They're 7-4 in the second half of Carolina League action. Toss over to first there. Down in the South Division, Kannapolis jumps up and joins Columbia, Charleston, and Augusta, all 6-5, tied for first, with Fayetteville and Myrtle Beach just a game back. So a log jam on both sides of the standings to start. Another quick throw to first, and this one gets into the bullpen area. Down to second goes Specht. First error of the ball game will go against Pallett here on the failed pickoff attempt. Kannapolis put up their 11 runs on 13 hits, getting it done offensively. Just as equally as important, no errors on defense. But here, they've got the first one of the ball game as the second run of the inning is now in scoring position. Glader Figueroa takes the pitch outside for ball one. 1-for-4 with an RBI single in the ball game earlier. Driving in one of the four runs for the Wood Ducks. 1-0 pitch here. That one just missed outside. Count runs to 2-0. Wood Ducks have scored four runs in each of the first two games of this series. Season series sits 6-5 now in favor of Kannapolis. 2-0 breaking ball downstairs. That one did miss from up here as well. 3-0. Pallett just trying to get comfortable on the mound. Trying to find something around the strike zone. Of course, 3-0 here. Got to be careful to the cleanup hitter. Fastball. Figueroa will take it all the way for a strike at 94 miles an hour. Everyone else in action now throughout the Carolina League. We'll run down those matchups and scores as we get going a little bit further. There's foul ball back over our head out of play. So full count now, 3-2. Pallett is only other appearance against Down East, we touched on it earlier, April 7th, opening weekend. Second game of the season. Took the loss over his two innings, gave up three runs. However, only one of them earned on a couple of hits with a walk and three strikeouts. Here's a line shot just over the outstretched glove of Bryce Willits over there at first base. That'll bring home Specht, and it's 2-0 Wood Ducks. Bryce Willits over there at first base, nearly able to pull it down, but it just got over the top of his glove for the RBI single. And we're going to have our first mound visit of the ball game, and quickly some action down there in the Boll Weevils bullpen. Oriel Castro, going down there to get loose. Was touching on the April, May, June, three different months, three different sets of numbers here for Pallett. Turning the calendar, get to July, try to kind of forget what's going on or what's gone on in the past. Of course, a lot easier said than done. But after going four innings in each of his last two outings, seemed to be a good way to kind of turn things around. But keep in mind, just a second-round draft pick last year by the White Sox. 62nd pick overall out of Arkansas. First pitch to Piotto, fouled out of play off to the left. Still a little bit of learning. 13th start of the season. Full season under his belt here. See if he can't find a way to get himself out of the inning without any further damage done. Here's a liner hit hard out towards center. That's Ryan McCarthy tracking it down. Nice play by the center fielder for out number two. Defensively for the Boll Weevils here tonight, Chris Lanzilli back in left. McCarthy there in center making the catch. Drake Logan back out in right. Brooks Baldwin gets the start over at third base here in the nightcap, as does Christopher DeGuzman over there at short. Mario Camaletti, who had a fantastic offensive game, number two. He's back out at second. Bryce Willits over there at first. Colby Smelly catching that first pitch strike from Pallett to Jesus Moreno. Nothing in one. Moreno 1-for-3 back on Tuesday night. Double walk and run scored. Fastball there on the inner half. Quickly down to the count here. Nothing in two. I'll tell you, if Peyton Pallett can get out of this first inning with just a couple of runs scored, the way the Boll Weevils offense has been rolling here as of late. And he will. Swing and a miss. Gets the job done. That's his first strikeout of the night. Perfect time to retire the side, but the Wood Ducks bring home the first couple of runs in the frame. They do so on two hits, one error, and one runner left on base. Wood Ducks strike first. Boll Weevils coming to bat when we come back. This is the Ballers Baseball Network on Bally Live. Back here at Atrium Health Ballpark, Sean Fox with you as we head to the home half of the first. Boll Weevils will send up Mario Camaletti, Brooks Baldwin, and Bryce Willits here to face right-hander Joseph Montavo, who has not lost a game in his minor league career so far through a year and a half. He's 10-0 in his minor league career, 6-0 this season with Down East. This is eighth start, 13th game overall. Just 11 runs on 32 hits over 52-plus innings of work. 3-1 strikeout to walk ratio. He's going to face Mario Camilleri to lead things off. It's upstairs for ball number one. Those are some impressive numbers for the right-hander, Montalvo. Camilleri lifts one down the left field line. A couple of guys giving chase. It's the third baseman, Glader Figueroa, making the grab. Camilleri retired for the first out. Brooks Baldwin will stand in. Last time out for Montalvo against the Carolina Mudcats. Another victory. Four hits, shutout ball, over five innings of work. A walk and seven strikeouts. 3-0 in the month of June with a 1.21 ERA as Baldwin goes after the first pitch and comes up empty. Baldwin 1-for-3. Single representing that one back on Tuesday night. Didn't play in the second game of the series. Back in for the third. Pops this one up out of play. Back to the left. Nothing in two. Baldwin 240 on the year. Four homers, 27 runs driven in. Kind of flicks the wrist out with the bat here. The other one down the left field line. Another spectacular grab. What a catch by Figueroa again. A long way to go for any third baseman. Not only did they get there and catch it, he also avoided a collision with his left fielder, Zion Bannister. Two gone for Bryce Willits. Defensively for the Wood Ducks here in the nightcap. Bannister there in left. JoJo Blackman back in center. Tommy Speck back out in right. Figueroa over there at third. Donier Cueva at second. Cueva at short. Andres Mesa at second as the first pitch to Willits is fouled away. Connor Pioto over at first. Jesus Moreno gets the start behind the plate for the right-hander Montalvo. 247 average for Willits as a breaking ball catches the outer half. Quickly nothing in two. Willits 1-for-4 with a double, sacrifice fly, and run scored. Last time out, he's 2-for-8, driven in 3 runs in the series. But he goes down on strikes here, chasing the breaking ball. A 1-2-3 quick inning for Joseph Montalvo here in the bottom of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. To the second we go, 2-0 down east here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Back here at Atrium Health Ballpark, Sean Fox with you. 2-0 Wood Ducks as we head to the top of the second. Other action around the Carolina League in progress tonight. Salem currently leading Lynchburg 5-2. That's in the top of the fourth. Carolina has a quick 3-0 head start. 3-1 for the Mudcats hosting Fayetteville tonight. That game in the second. Myrtle Beach with a 3-0 lead. Bottom of the second at Augusta. Fredericksburg and Delmarva scoreless. That one early on in the second. As our Columbia and Charleston 2-0. Columbia Fireflies there on top of the River Dogs early on. Here we go. The visiting half of the second. 7-8-9 part of the lineup beginning with JoJo Blackman for down east. First pitch, swing and a miss, nothing and one. Blackman 3-for-4 with a solo home run back in game two. 3-for-7, that home run, a walk in there as well. Low and away here, it's 1-1. His was a moonshot out toward the bar area there in right center field. No doubter earlier this afternoon as we wrapped up the second game. Out in front of the breaking ball there. Ball and two strikes. 171 average. Five homers for Blackman. 19 runs driven in. Both teams coming in. Middle of the pack, Carolina League. Team hitting wise. There's a chopper foul. Bit of an awkward swing right there by Blackman, too. Looks like he crossed his own self up. We talked about this a little bit as the ballers were swinging the bats very well, being middle of the pack. Down East doing the same. Another one fouled out of play. But what got Down East that first half title and a share of first place now here in the second half, that pitching staff ERA just under 3 coming into last night's ball game. The 11 runs given up will certainly hurt it a bit. There's a swing and a miss by Blackman. Strikeout to end the first. Strikeout to start the second here for Peyton Pallett. One gone. And I quickly see now why the Wood Ducks have had so much success. You got a guy like Joseph Montafo on the mound who hasn't been beaten yet and rarely gives up a run. Zion Bannister in from the left side. He'll look at a strike on the opening offering. 1-for-2, single, a couple of walks and a run scored. The last contest, 3-for-6 here in the series. Little inside-out swing down the left field line, just foul. A handful of inches foul down the left field line. Sounded like he may have broken his bat on that inside-out swing. See if he gives it a check here when he picks it back up. Yep, he did break it. He's getting one switched out right now. I thought it sounded a little awkward from up here. But he was almost rewarded, at least with a single, maybe a double where that ball was landing. Lanzilli out there and left had a long way to go to get to it. Fortunately for the Boll Weevils, it landed just foul. New piece of lumber in hand. 0-2 pitch. Downstairs at a ball and two strikes. One-two, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts. Three in a row now, sat down by Pallett on strikes. That'll bring up Andres Mesa. Just had a crazy thought cross my mind here. That's not all that unusual. Down East winning the first half. Get the Baller / Boll Weevils here tonight to win the second half. Could this be a little Carolina League Championship Series preview? Check swing there. Mesa able to hold up for ball number one. Of course, here we are early July, and I'm talking about the Championship Series in late September. Fastball there catches top of the zone, 1-1. Mesa 1-for-4, two-run homer earlier this afternoon. Opposite field shot to the bar area out there in right center field. His was smoked as well. 1-for-5 in the series. Looks at a breaking ball there for a strike, 1-2. After a shaky start for Pallett, he's now a pitch away from going 1-2-3, striking out the side. That one fouled off right there at the plate. Boy, Mesa nearly got himself into own trouble, fouling that one off, getting hit with it outside of the box, of course. Would have been out had that happened. Crazier things certainly happened in this game we love. Here's a hard-hit grounder over to third. Baldwin has it on the first in time to retire the side. A much better second frame for Peyton Pallett. setting down the Wood Ducks in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Inning and a half complete in the nightcap. 2-0 down east here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Here we go, the bottom of the second from Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis. Sean Fox with you on this Thursday night. 2-0 Wood Ducks. Colby Smelly, Jonaker Bencourt, and Chris Lanzilli, 4-5-6 part of the lineup. Coming up here against Joseph Montavo. As I scrolled a little bit closer at Montavo's numbers throughout this regular season, last time he gave up a run was against this ball club. Back on June 15th, one run, three hits, 4 1/3. First pitch swinging, Colby Smelly, a healthy cut, but he comes up empty, nothing and one. Smelly 0-for-3 with a walk back on Tuesday night. 8 2/3 innings gone by now since Montavo gave up that last run. Smelly fouling this one back, nothing and two. That's pretty impressive, especially for a 20th round draft pick in 2021. Oh, 2, little inside out swing there by Smelly. Over to second for Mesa. That is out number one here in the second. But we touched on it a little bit earlier in the first ball game as we finished it up. This time of year, first and second half, All-Star break coming up. Call-ups, a couple of guys for the Boll Weevils going up to Winston-Salem. Bencourt goes after the first pitch, pops this one up third base side. Figueroa, easy play, two gone. Draft coming up, guys start to go up and down. Joseph Montavo may be moving up soon if he keeps these numbers going. The Hickory Crawdads, the next step from down east here, which is weird for me to say out loud, going back to the old South Atlantic League days before all the minor league reshuffling went on. First pitch here to Lanzilli in for a strike. Just here in the Carolinas, used to be Kannapolis, Greensboro, Hickory. A lot of these teams with close-by rivalries, really good for the fan bases to be able to travel back and forth too as well. Lanzilli fouling that one back, nothing and two. Now you've got Hickory and Greensboro at the high A level. Kannapolis here still in the low A level, changing league names and all that reshuffling going on. Montavo might just be headed to Hickory here soon. Lanzilli, 1-for-3, RBI single, run scored and walk back in game two. 2-for-6 in the series, make it 2-for-7 as he goes down on strikes. Two retire the side, second strikeout for the right-hander Montavo. Six up, six down to start. Looking pretty good. We're through two in game two. Down East, 2-0. This is the Ballers Baseball Network on Valley Live. Back at Atrium Health Ballpark, top of the third upcoming. Wood Ducks looking to add on to their 2-0 lead. They'll do it with the part of the lineup that got it done just a couple of innings ago in the first. That's the top part of the order. Cam Carley to lead things off. Specht and Cueva to follow against Peyton Palette. First pitch, breaking ball. Check swing. Did he go? He did not, according to base umpire Travis Brewer. Ball one. Cauley was 0-for-8 in this series prior to the first inning. And then almost right on cue, smoked a triple out to right center field, deepest part of the ballpark, and later scored the first of those two runs. Breaking ball there, didn't miss by much. Down here at 2-0, 238 average now, 7 homers, 32 knocked in. There's a strike on the outer half. It's 2-1. After Pellet got out of that two-run first inning, worked a very nice, very quick 1-2-3 top of the second. Fastball there is up and in. 3-1. Three strikeouts. One to end the first, and then two straight to start the second. Five straight retired. See if he can keep it going despite it being down on the count here. 3-1. Make it 3-2. Keep in mind, just a 7-inning game here, so as we play in the third, it's almost as if we're in the fifth, kind of that halfway point of a 9-inning game. Breaking ball there, missed down and in. Cauley is aboard with the leadoff walk. Tommy Specht will come to the plate. You got to keep your eye on Cauley as well over there at first base. He's got 21 bases swiped on the season. Specht drew a walk and scored the second of those two runs in the first inning. Downey's taking advantage of a failed pickoff attempt. Bad throw of Pallet in that first inning. First pitch air misses outside for ball number one. Specht 1-for-4 with a double and run scored in game two of the series. Still 1-for-8 now with a couple of walks. Swing and a miss there. Count evens at 1-1. A lot of shadows just creeping on the field here to contend with. You see most of home plate there in the shadows. Right fielder Drake Logan kind of holding his hand up to block his vision from the sun. He's going to need it here as the fly ball is sent just shy of the track. He makes the catch. Cauley going to try and show off his speed, tagging to second. And he got in underneath the tag of DeGuzman. Very close play out there at second base. Watching it live, I thought he got in as well. But that just goes to show you what kind of speed Cauley has, tagging up on a fly ball to right. All right there in front of him. Danier Cueva, the shortstop, stands in. He had a sacrifice fly to left back in the first. Pitch downstairs in the dirt. Stopped by Smelly for ball number one. A lot of dancing around out there at second base by Cauley, too. Looking to see where Brooks Baldwin is over at third. He just took a glance toward Cauley at second base as well, making sure he can cover the ground to third base if he does take off. Fastball there misses upstairs, 2-0. Cueva looking for his first hit of the series. 0 for 4 back on Tuesday night. Did get the job done with that sacrifice fly a couple innings ago. Here's a little foul ball off to the left. Down here at 2-1. Be careful here. Any kind of deep fly ball now may score Cauley from second. Dude can absolutely fly. Two-one pitch. Here is a fly ball out into left. Cauley back to second to tag. Lanzilli going to make the catch and unload it quickly. Nice play, nice heads-up play by the Boll Weevil left fielder to keep Cauley at second base. Two gone. Later, Figueroa will stand in. Just saw a replay of that tag up from first to second for Cauley. He did beat it, tagged right around the ankle, and by that time his arm already outstretched across second base. First pitch swinging, ground ball over to first, bobbled by Willits, flipped to first in time. No, it isn't. Palette racing over to cover, kind of a squirrely cue shot off the end of the bat. But the second error of the game will be charged to Willits over there at first base to keep the inning alive. They're at the corners now for Connor Piotto. Piotto with a fly ball to McCarthy in center back in the first. 0 for 3 in last night's ball game, finished off this afternoon. 273 average on the year. Goes after the first pitch. Comes up empty, nothing and one. Just in today's action, resuming game two this afternoon with six innings and then three innings here, we've seen a lot of ground balls right off the end of bats. Breaking ball there outside. Those are always the hardest to field, too, because they've got so much spin. That, I believe, is our fourth one that we've seen just today alone over the two games. Crazy enough, that's the first one we've seen booted defensively as well. Fastball there, misses outside. It's 2-1. Ethan Hammerberg going to start making his way down the right field line into the Boll Weevil's bullpen. Palette about to throw pitch number 56 of the night. Grounder over to first, snagged by Willits, but foul. Come back and do it all over again here, 2-2. Two outs, top of the third, 2-0 Wood Ducks. A lot of twos, matter of fact. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 2-0 to score. Two runs, two hits for the Woodies, two errors for the Boll Weevils. Too many twos. Fastball there upstairs. Runs the count full. 3-2. Now with two outs. That'll give Figueroa a head start over there at first base. There he goes. Swung and missed. Doesn't matter. Fourth strikeout for Pallett will retire the side. He leaves a couple of runners aboard. No runs, no hits. One error. He scoots around. Two runners left on base. We're off to the bottom of the third. Still 2-0 down east here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Nothing like a little flip cup challenge on the first and third base dugouts on a thirsty Thursday. 2-0 our score as we head to the home half of the third. Sean Fox with you. The Boll Weevils coming up, trying to figure out a way to solve right-hander Joseph Montavo. He's gone six up, six down so far. Ryan McCarthy, Drake Logan, and Christopher DeGuzman will all take their shot against him. First bit of action for McCarthy in this series. First pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing in one. 263 average for McCarthy. 6'3", 235 pounder. Lines one hard into right, but it's right at Specht. One gone. That's the hardest hit ball we've seen so far tonight. But again, right to the down east right fielder, Drake Logan to the dish. Logan 1-for-4 with an infield single back in game two of this series. 2-for-7 with a couple of base knocks so far this week. First pitch fouled right back to the screen for strike number one. Kind of wait and see. If Montavo keeps cruising like this, who may try to drop down a bunt? Try to make something happen. Swinging a miss there by Logan, nothing in two, so he won't be the candidate. I was thinking that with Figueroa over there at third base, a couple of steps away from the outfield grass. No two, just enough of it to stay alive. Montavo's ERA down to 1.64. His 21st pitch of the night's a swing and miss. Moreno will have to throw it on the first, which he does so in time. Third strikeout for the right-hander. Two gone for the shortstop, Christopher DeGuzman. Guzman getting his first bit of action here in this series. Did not play Tuesday or Wednesday's ball game. First pitch he will see up and away for ball number one. That one fouled off out of play. Counts even at a ball and a strike. DeGuzman 3-for-20 as he plays his eighth game here with the Boll Weevils. Lines this one hard out into right center field. On the run is Blackman. He's there in time to make the grab. and retire the side. Boll Weevils are starting to hit Montavo a little bit harder, but still nothing to show for it so far. Montavo's gone three up, three down in each of the first three frames. We're off to the fourth. Still 2-0 down east here on the Ballers Baseball Network. We approach the top of the fourth inning in our seven-inning nightcap here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Two first-inning runs for the Wood Ducks holding up so far. Two runs, two hits, no errors for the visitors. Nothing but a couple of errors for the Boll Weevils. Looking at the White Sox Farm System scoreboard here tonight. Double-A action, Birmingham in Tennessee to take on the Smokies over in Kodak, right around the Pigeon Forge area. For those of you familiar with East Tennessee, love that area. Game scoreless in the bottom of the fourth. Jacksonville down the road in Charlotte taking on the Knights. That's a 1-0 lead for the Jumbo Shrimp in the fourth inning. First pitch here to Jesus Moreno is in for a strike. He went down on strikes to end the first. Four strikeouts now for Peyton Pellett on the night. Breaking ball there downstairs. Winston-Salem up 2-1 on Hickory. So you got the White Sox and Rangers affiliates going at it here in Kannapolis and up the road in Winston-Salem this week. Boy, that one didn't miss by much. 2-1. Winston-Salem ended up losing their suspended game 10-6. Earlier against Hickory, just like we did, finishing things up. That 2-1 pitch does catch the strike zone. It's 2-2. Moreno 1-for-4 in the series. Boy, I thought it was 1-for-5 there. I thought that was another strikeout. It just missed. Boll Weevils dugout curious as well. Here comes a payoff pitch. That one's low and away, ball four. Third walk of the ball game for the right-hander. Leadoff man on for the third time, rather, in four innings. Beg your pardon. And here comes Pat Leland out of the Boll Weevils dugout. Bit of a frustrating start for Pellett here tonight. Three-plus innings of work under his belt. Boll Weevils will head to the bullpen. We'll let you know who it is and wrap up Pallet's line when we come back. 2-0 Wood Ducks, top of the fourth, in progress. Pitching change for the Boll Weevils. Back at Atrium Health Ballpark as we play. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth. New right-hander on for the Boll Weevils is Ethan Hammerbird. Pellet goes three-plus innings, two runs. Only one of them earned. The unearned run, kind of a result of his own error. Couple of hits, three walks, four strikeouts, 39 strikes over 65 pitches. Blackman shows bunt and pulls back for ball number one. Not a terrible outing there for Pellet by at least my judgment watching. First four hitters there in the first inning gave him a tough time. Got around some trouble there in the third inning without allowing a run. Here's a big swing and a miss by Blackman. 0 for 1, strikeout back in the second for the Wood Ducks center fielder. 3 for 4 with a solo home run earlier this afternoon. 3 for 8 now on the series. Hammerberg making his ninth appearance of the season, 0-2 with an ERA just over 7. This one fouled back out of play off to the left. 8 runs, 7 earned over 7 hits in his 8 2/3 innings of work. 7 walks, 13 strikeouts for the right-hander. Line shot foul, hooking down that right field line. Last time out here for Hammerberg over in Fayetteville last week. An inning with a strikeout. Inning with a strikeout prior to that as well here at home against Myrtle Beach on June 21st. Looking to build off a couple of back-to-back solid relief appearances. That one misses. Count evens at 2-2. Moreno leading away from first. That one's fouled out of play to the left. Well, that's a big third run out there for Down East if they can get it in. Fourth inning of our seven-inning game. 2-0. Your starter absolutely rolling on the mound is named Joseph Montafo. There's a breaking ball. Swung and missed. Got away from Smelly momentarily. But it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter. I take that back. Blackman's out because Moreno occupied first. Anyway, down to second goes Moreno on the wild pitch. So one out, Zion Bannister to the plate. But referencing that third run out there now with Moreno at second. Boll Weevils have gone 9-up, 9-down so far against Montavo. Scoring a couple of runs is a tough task right now. Obviously a third run would make it just a hair tougher. First pitch misses to Bannister. Strikeout victim back in the second. 3-for-7 on the series. All three singles, RBI single back on Tuesday night here. 1-0 tipped into the mid of Smelly behind the plate. It's 1-1. Hammerberg faced this Down East ball club back on June 15th. Last time he was touched up, 4 runs, 3 earned, couple of hits over an inning. Here's a ground ball to first. Willits will take it to the bag himself. 2 gone. Moreno down to third. That'll bring up Andres Mesa. Mesa with a ground out to Baldwin at third. That back to end the second. 1-2-3 inning there for Peyton Pellett. See if Hammerberg can get out of the inning. Moreno still Pallet's responsibility over there at third base, trying to get him off the hook. Breaking ball of beauty. Strike one. Mesa 1-for-6 in the series is one. A 2-run shot, opposite field shot to right center earlier this afternoon. Here comes 0-1. That one swung and missed. Way out in front on that 82-mile-an-hour offering. Nothing in two. Time called here. Mesa using his timeout here for this at-bat. Here comes the 0-2. Fastball just missed. 94 on the radar gun. Didn't miss by much, but it's 1-2. Nice thirsty Thursday crowd here at the ballpark as I look around. There's a breaking ball. This time he couldn't hold up. Down to first on the throw by Smelly. Will officially retire the side. Hammerberg strands Moreno at third. That takes Pallett off the hook for a third run of the night. Couple of strikeouts. Here begins Hammerberg's evening. Nothing doing for the Wood Ducks. One runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Still 2-0 visitors. This is the Ballers Baseball Network on Bally Live. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, 2-0 Wood Ducks as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Montalvo on the mound for the Wood Ducks. Rolled through the lineup the first time around. 9 up, 9 down. Mario Camaletti to lead things off. Let's see if he's the one to try and drop the bunt down. Tried to call that an inning ago and didn't work. First pitch, off speed and in the dirt for ball number one. Camaletti fouling one out down the left field line back in the first. Figueroa able to track that one down. Camaletti 4-for-9 now in the series after going 3-for-4 earlier today. Fastball there outside, 2-0. RBI double, two singles, three runs scored. He was on base in three of those four trips to the plate. 2-0 pitch popped up out on the left. Bannister has a beat on it. He's got it. One gone. Third baseman Brooks Baldwin will take his second attempt here against Montalvo. He popped one out to Figueroa again back in the first. This one, Figueroa had to go all the way down the left field line. He nearly collided with Bannister out there in left field, who was charging in. He was still able to make the grab. Here's a foul ball straight over our head out of play. Baldwin, 1-for-3, a single on Tuesday night. 1-for-4 in the series, average sitting at 239 on the year. That one's outside, 1-1. Four homers, 27 RBI. Boll Weevils need a base runner. Any way they can get it. 1-1's downstairs, 2-1. I mentioned when he started back in the first inning, Montalvo 10-0 in the minors in his career, which is about a year and a half now. Here's a line shot hard into left. Bannister going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone. Baldwin will break up the perfect game, the no-hitter, the shutout, all of them with one swing of the bat. That's his fifth home run of the season. The Boll Weevils are on the board. The lead's cut in half. It's 2-1. Didn't do anything fancy. Pitch on the outer half of the plate. And he hit it hard the other way. Bryce Willits will stand in. Fastball there on the outside half of the plate for a strike. Nothing in one. That one misses. 1-1. That was a hard line shot off the bat of Baldwin, too. He saw that baseball as long as he possibly could. Here's a little floater out in the left. Bannister charging in, makes the grab for out number two. Well, so far, all three balls in this inning hit have been out towards left field. Bannister's caught two of them and ran out of room on the other. Here comes Colby Smelly to the plate. Ground out victim back in the second. Rolled one over to Andres Mesa there at the second base area. He goes after the first pitch. Healthy uppercut there. Nothing in one. 321 average for Smelly. Team leader in the average department. That one downstairs. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Jacob Burke and Tim Elko were right behind him, but those two recently promoted to Winston-Salem late this past weekend, just before the holiday. Fastball there just missed. Two balls and a strike. Two-one, that one's popped up over top of the roof area here at the ballpark. Two balls, two strikes. Well, it was 88 degrees when we started this game, too, around 7:15, a little over an hour ago. Boy, what a difference an hour makes. Still warm, don't get me wrong, but not nearly as bad now that the sun's gone down. Fastball there, just missed. Ooh, didn't miss by much, but Smelly got the benefit of the doubt. Full count now, 3-2. Here comes that payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. I think Smelly was expecting something else. He was a little late pulling the trigger. He's down on strikes. Fourth strikeout of the game for Montavo. Retires a side, but not before Brooks Baldwin gets the Boll Weevils on the board. His fifth home run of the year. An opposite field shot to left. Breaks everything up. We go to the fifth, however. Boll Weevils still down by a run. 2-1 our score. This is the Ballers Baseball Network on Bally Live. Back at Atrium Health Ballpark, Sean Fox with you as we head to the top of the fifth inning. 2-1 our score after Baldwin goes deep. An opposite field shot gets the Boll Weevils on the board. Perhaps a little bit of momentum as we head to the fifth. Keep in mind, seven innings here tonight after we finished last night's game earlier this afternoon. Top of the lineup, Cam Cawley to lead things off against Ethan Hammerberg. Hammerberg retired all three hitters he faced in an inning ago, coming in relief of Pellets. First pitch here misses upstairs for ball number one. Colley got things going with a triple to lead off the first frame. Out to right center field, deepest corner of the ballpark. Breaking ball there is in for a strike. It's 1-1. Scored on Cueva's sacrifice fly. Walked in his last at-bat. Here comes the 1-1. Swung and a miss. A little high heater at 93. Rounds the count to a ball and two strikes. Well, Down East has had the leadoff man on in three of the four innings here. Twice it's been this guy. See if Hammerberg can find a way to sit him down right here. Yes, he does. Figured he went after the last high fastball. Thought he'd do it again, and he did. Three strikeouts now for the Boll Weevils right-hander. One away, Tommy Speck to the plate. Walk and run scored in the first. Fly out to right. Back in the third. There's a breaking ball in for a strike. 250 average with a homer and 10 knocked in this season. 1-for-9 with a couple of walks and a run scored. His one, a double earlier this afternoon. That one's fouled right back to the screen. One of those scary ones fouled off in our direction right here. If it's not for the screen, then somebody up here in the press box has a souvenir. Those are never the fun ones because they're smoked. Well, not directly at us that time. That one's fouled off over top of the Down East third base dugout. Probably a little bit scarier for those guys since they're much, much closer. Here's an 0-2. A little floater down the right field line. That one's inside a diving glove of Bryce Willits. Over to second goes Specht. He's got a one-out double. Boy, he just kind of flicked his bat out at that 82-mile-an-hour offering. Out in front, and somehow he was able to hold up just long enough and keep it fair down the line. Donier Cueva will stand in for Specht. That's his fourth double of the season. And just as we talked about an inning ago, that's a big run out there on the base pass for the Wood Ducks. Fastball here is on the inner half for a strike. Cueva got the first of those two Down East runs in the first in on his sacrifice fly to left. His fly ball to left back in the third was just a boring old-fashioned fly ball. No RBI with it. This one's fouled back to the screen. Nothing in two. .264 average for Cueva. 0-for-4 back on Tuesday. 0-for-5 here in the series with that RBI. Here's a ground ball foul off towards the Boll Weevils bullpen. Gets down there reaching over the railing. Outstretched trying to get it. One of them so close. Good job by the kids right there not to fall over the railing. Boy, you see that guy? I think it was at Citi Field in New York. Fell over the outfield railing. Oof. There's a swing and a miss at another high fastball. Second strikeout of the inning for Hammerberg. Fourth on the night for the right-hander. Two away. I think it was just a, ironically enough, on a Thirsty Thursday, drunk guy at Citi Field just kind of fell over the, I guess, picnic area out there in left field. I know they shortened the fences when the ballpark was first built. Everyone complained that you had to hit an absolute nuke to get it out of there, so they shortened the fence, kind of created that picnic area. Figueroa stands in. First pitch in for a strike. I thought the funniest part of that was when the security guy started running after him. The guy just kind of threw his hands up and surrendered. He didn't want to be tackled like you see a lot of times. Security guys go knock somebody down. Baseball field, football field, doesn't matter. Those guys are relentless. He wanted no part of that. Here's another swing and a miss. Quickly, nothing and two. Hammerberg now a pitch away from working around Speck's one-out double and stranding him out there at second base. See if he can do it right here. Why waste any time? Yes, he does. Another fastball up in the zone. Five strikeouts now. Three of those five here in this fifth inning. Speck stranded at second after his one-out double. No runs, a hit. One runner left on base. Bottom of the fifth we go. Downey still with the 2-1 lead. You're listening to the Ballers Baseball Network here on Bally Live. Back at Atrium Health Ballpark, two on our score as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in our nightcap. You may have heard the seventh inning stretch there in the background. That's because in this seven inning game, bottom of the fifth is just like the seventh inning stretch in a nine inning game. We're quickly running out of time in what's turned out to be a very good pitching matchup on both sides. Jonaker Bencourt, Chris Lanzilli, Ryan McCarthy, 5-6-7 part of the lineup for the Boll Weevils coming up. Get a little Sweet Caroline in, always got to get it in. On a beautiful night at the ballpark. Bencourt 0-for-1 here tonight. Popped up to Figueroa over at third. First pitch, jumping in, almost hit him. Bencourt. A triple shy of the cycle earlier today as we wrapped up last night's game. Two-run homer, double, single, four RBI. 4-for-9 now in the series. Strike there. Counts even at 1-1. Breaking ball there in the dirt. 2-1. Bettencourt's upped his average to .232 on the year. Hit his fourth homer of the season earlier. Knocked in 18 so far this year. This one popped up straight up. Who wants it? Foul territory, third base side. That's the third baseman, Figueroa, making the grab. Well, the series continues tomorrow night. And Saturday, 7 o'clock. Sunday wraps up at 1 o'clock. You want to see some happy ball players? Come out Sunday. When things wrap up Sunday, these guys have 4 days off. The MLB All-Star festivities in Seattle, Monday, Tuesday. These guys will have off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. First pitch here outside to Lanzilli for ball number one. Lanzilli, a strikeout victim back in the second. That one just missed, 2-0. After the four off days, Then the second half grind really begins. Kannapolis will play three at Columbia before heading to Carolina for six. This one fouled out of play off to the right. Down East will have Charleston at home for three before Salem visits for six. These two teams will meet here again at Atrium Health Ballpark middle of August. About a month from now, a lot of baseball to play out between now and then. That one just missed. 3-1. Good hitter's count here for Lanzilli. 271 average on the year. 2-for-7 here in the series with a couple of singles. Drove in a run with one of those knocks earlier today. This one fouled back to the screen. Full count 3-2. Kind of talked about the gauntlet the Cannonballers, Boll Weevils had to go through there towards the end of the first half, facing Down East over there in middle of June. They won the first half. Then Myrtle Beach was here in Kannapolis. They won the first half in the south. Down East, of course, in the north. Hard hit grounder to short. Cueva tried to backhand it with a feet-first slide, but couldn't field it cleanly. That's deep in the hole. That's infield single for Lanzilli. That'd have been a tough play anyway. Well, the Boll Weevils have the tying run aboard. Go-ahead run. Ryan McCarthy will stand in. First pitch to McCarthy there on the outside corner for a strike. McCarthy lined out to Specht and right back in the third. Let things off. He smoked it out there to right, but it was right at Specht. If he moved, it was maybe a step or two, and that's it. McCarthy couldn't have hit it anymore. Square to the right fielder. This one's going to go to the backstop. Down to second goes Lanzilli. On the wild pitch. Big turnaround second for Lanzilli. Now all of a sudden, Boll Weevils have the tying run in scoring position with one out. Montavo grabbing some rosin there and kind of slapping it back down to the ground. He went 10 up, 10 down to start before giving up the solo home run to Brooks Baldwin an inning ago. Now all of a sudden, he's got the tying run out there at second base. 1-1's down and in, 2-1. Longest outing of the year for Montafo was six innings of a one-hit shutout at Fayetteville back on April 25th. 2-1, fouled off out of play to the left side. Six strikeouts in that one. Five innings at Carolina back on May 24th. 5 1/3 against Columbia. 5 innings at Delmarva. 5 in his last outing against Carolina at home. Another one fouled straight back off the facade of the upper level here and back down. That home run by Baldwin, just to give you an idea of how impressive Montavo's been, not only this season, especially as of late. 11 innings since Montavo gave up his last run when Baldwin hit that solo shot an inning ago. Breaking ball there downstairs. Might even be longer than that. He gave up the one run against the Cannonballers, but he went 4 1/3. When did he give it up? He gave it up in the third, so 12-plus innings. Low and away, ball four. McCarthy draws the walk. First and second now for Drake Logan. Jesus Moreno going to walk out to the mound. We're going to have a bit of a powwow with the infield. Looks like pitching go Julio Valdez on his way out there as well. No action out there in the Down East bullpen along the left field line. And really, there's been no reason for it. Until probably now, you're in the bottom of the fifth. Obviously, you're hoping for a ground ball here to try and get yourself out of the inning. But a base hit here by Logan could possibly score Lanzilli with the tying run. Matter of fact, Lanzilli is over having a chat at third base with manager Pat Leland. Probably going over those exact scenarios. Hey, on a base hit, I'm sending you. Hey, on a base hit, take a turn, watch me. I'm going to hold you up. All kinds of possible things to play out. Let's see how it unfolds. First pitch to Logan. All speed, just missed inside for ball number one. Logan went down on strikes back in the third. One of four strikeout victims for the right-hander. Little broken bat liner to second. Mesa has it. Cueva covers second. And Lanzilli out at second. Doubled off to retire the side. Well, just what we were talking about. That conversation at third may have been, hey, on a base hit, I'm sending you. And that may have cost Lanzilli an extra step or two right there, getting doubled off on the broken bat line drive to second. Man, tough break there for Logan Lanzilli and the Boll Weevils. A threat mounted, but nothing comes across. One hit, one runner left on base. Off to the sixth we go. Still 2-1 down east here on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Top of the sixth upcoming here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Good game in progress. 2-1 our score. Oriel Castro, the new right-hander on for the Boll Weevils. Ethan Hammerberg. Nice job. Two innings, one hit, five strikeouts. Keeping the Boll Weevils in this. First pitch on the way to Connor Piotto there inside for ball number one. Pitches, 24 of them for strikes there for Hammerberg. Very nice set of numbers there. Strike there to Piotto. It's 1-1. Fly out to center. Went down swinging on strikes to end the third. 0-2 on the night. 0-3 in the series. Little jam job over to third. Foul. Nice play on both ends despite it being a foul ball. Baldwin with the throw to first anyway. Willett's picking it out. Doesn't matter, but it looked good. Piotto digging back in here at a ball and two strikes. 269 average on the air. A bomb and 15 knocked in. Just looking to find a way to get aboard. Here's a chopper foul first base side. Hey, back towards the kids over there in the picnic area. Well, that one's going to bounce a little bit too far away. They were close on the first one, reaching straight down. That one bounced off the bottom of the padding another foot or so away. Another foul ball. That one may have gotten a piece of Piotto there around the foot. He's trying to find a way to get aboard here as the leadoff hitter. Castro trying to find a way to set him down. Castro 0-2 this year. Another foul ball. Little inside out swing again. Pitched twice last week in the series at Fayetteville. First one went pretty well. One inning, one strikeout, nothing else. Two innings in the July 3rd matchup on Monday. One run, three hits surrendered. Sound like a little broken back grounder to third. Baldwin on to first. Close play. He got him. One away here for Jesus Moreno. Looking at the series here left for both teams to finish off this regular season. Mentioned how Kannapolis is on the road for three at Columbia after this four-day break coming up next week. Three at Columbia, then six at Carolina. That's a long time on the road for nine. First pitch here to Moreno misses for ball number one. But when the Wood Ducks come back here in the middle of August, that's the first of two straight road trips. After visiting here in Kannapolis, they'll head down to Charleston for a six-gamer. There's a swing and a miss. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. I would imagine, I don't know, things are crazy here in the minors. There's a strike, one and two. Down East going to head back home to Kinston after their series here and then go back down to Charleston, or a little bit closer. If you're going to have an off day in Charleston, there's certainly worse places to have one. Oh, and fouled off. Moreno somehow got a piece of it. Castro with a big smile on his face. His front left leg, when he landed, didn't land all that smoothly. He kind of did a twirl out there on the mound. 1-2, swung and missed. Moreno gone on strikes. Two away for JoJo Blackmon. Castro's first two appearances with Kannapolis this season, we're at Down East, June 13th and June 17th. Tale of two different outings there again. First one went 2 1/3, a walk and four strikeouts, nothing else. First pitch to Blackmon for a strike. 4 days later on the 17th, two innings, seven runs, five hits, four walks, three strikeouts. Here's a liner out into left center field. Lanzilli quickly over to try and cut it off in the gap. Big turnaround first, but that's where the brakes will be thrown on by Blackmon. He's got a two-out single. That'll keep the inning alive for Zion Bannister. As I look at Castro's numbers, this is his sixth appearance of the season. That's why the numbers are ballooned up a little bit there. Just that one outing on June 17th. Since then, before and after, really, been pretty good for the right-hander. First pitch to Bannister, misses outside. He's 0-2 here tonight. Strikeout in the second. Rolled one over to Willits at first base. Stepped on the bag in the fourth. 1-2 with a couple of walks and a run scored earlier today, finishing up game two of this series. Down and in, 2-0. So all this math tells me he's 3-for-8 here in Kannapolis. 3 singles. Two-oh fastball underneath the glove of Smelly to the backstop. Down to second goes Blackmon on the wild pitch. 91 on the radar gun. Not sure if Smelly got crossed up. He's looking at his little chart now. He just pulled out of his pocket. Normally you don't see fastballs like that get past a catcher unless there was a cross-up somewhere in signals. Smelly still standing up. Yeah, I think that had to be what it was. Up against the pitch clock there. Down to a second. It missed low and outside for ball four. So Bannister will also continue the inning and keep it alive for Andres Mesa. Mesa 0 for 2. Ground out to third. A strikeout to end the fourth. One for seven on the series, but be careful. This guy hit a two-run bomb to the opposite field earlier today. First pitch strike here, nothing and one. Boy, a three-run bomb would make this a 5-1 game and really put a hurting on the Boll Weevils. So let's find a way to get out of it right here. 0-1 breaking ball downstairs. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. 9-1-2 due up for the Boll Weevils in the sixth. At a minimum, so 3-4-5 in the seventh if need be. Fastball there upstairs. Like to see 4, 5, and 6 come up in the bottom of this sixth inning. Baller string something together here. First, a little bit of work to do here on defense. Get out of this jam. 2-1. That one fouled off at the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Breaking ball there, fouled back to the screen. All right, that's outside. Full count, 3-2. Runners will be off and running here with two outs. Blackman away from second, Bannister away from first. Let's see what happens. Runners go. Swung on and missed. Mesa down on strikes. Two retire the side. No runs, a hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Time starting to run out in this seven-inning ball game. That's the bad news. Good news is the Boll Weevils are only down by one. 2-1 our score as we head to the home half of the sixth. Here we go to the bottom of the sixth in our seven-inning nightcap at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. The Cannonballers rolling as the Boll Weevils here in the nightcap. Piedmont Boll Weevils, longtime franchise here in Kannapolis to get the whole minor league baseball thing going. Christopher DeGuzman going to lead things off. First pitch way up and away for ball number one. So far, Joseph Montavo through five innings has been really good on the mound. One run, that the solo home run by Brooks Baldwin back in the fourth. There's a strike on the outside corner. Five innings, one run, two hits, a walk, and four strikeouts. DeGuzman 0 for 1 with a fly out to center. That back in the third, that one misses outside 2-1. Love to see him get aboard. Of course, you always want to see the leadoff man get aboard. But when it's your number 9 hitter on top of the lineups in the on-deck circle, it makes things a little sweeter. Hello, fouled right back to the screen. Just as we talked about earlier, without the screen, those end up here in the press box. That one was dead center of this window I'm looking through. That even made me flinch. 2-2 outside, full count now, 3-2. Big pitch coming up right here. Especially in a 2-1 ball game late. Let's see who wins this battle. Here comes that payoff pitch. Blown away, ball four. DeGuzman will. He's aboard with the leadoff walk. Top of the lineup, Mario Camaletti will come to the plate. But before we do, I believe we're going to have a pinch runner down there at first base. Let's see who it is. Now Wilbur Sanchez is going to come off the bench and run. Likely stay in the ballgame, of course, out there at shortstop after. Camaletti will stand in. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Foul out to third, fly out to left. He was 3 for 4 earlier, wrapping up game two this afternoon. RBI double, couple of singles. 4 for 10 now in this series. The big hole to hit to on the right side. First pitch fastball caught enough of the inside corner for a strike. Don't think Camaletti thought so. Nothing in one. Pioto holding on Sanchez over there at first. So a ton of room to hit to. Toss over to first. We'll send Sanchez diving back in. I say that Down East had this same similar situation earlier. Zion Bannister smoked a ground ball to the right side, easily going into right field for an RBI single. But it hit JoJo Blackman, the base runner there at the time, taking off towards second base. I mean, no doubt RBI single, but it became the third out of the inning. Camaletti coming up empty there on the breaking ball. Now down to the count, nothing in two. In the dirt, good stop there by Moreno. Lost it for a moment, but it was right below him at his feet. Ball and two strikes. Camaletti here at 273 on the year. No homers, 37 runs driven in. He's become a pretty popular ball player here in Kannapolis this season. Right at the top of this lineup, too. 1-2, hard hit grounder to second. Can the Wood Ducks turn two? Yes, they can. An impressive play by Mesa out there at second. Made the long throw to the bag at second. Cueva turned it quickly. Camaletti is quick, too. Down East middle infielders made that look pretty easy right there. All of a sudden, bases are empty with two outs for Brooks Baldwin. But Baldwin got us on the board in his last at-bat. That solo shot to right, or excuse me, left, opposite field shot. He was trying to go to right there on that swing. nothing and one. That may have gotten a piece of Jesus Moreno, the down east catcher back there. For the first time tonight, a little bit of activity down there in that down east bullpen. First pitch of the night for Montavo, up and away for ball number one. Montavo trying to secure his 7th win of the season and stay unbeaten in his minor league career. That is crazy. Up and away there is 2-1. Montavo with Tyus career high with 6 innings of work if he can get this final out here in this 6th inning. Tipped into the mitt of Moreno behind the plate. Baldwin evens the count here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two pitch outside, ball 3. Full count, 3-2. See what Baldwin can do right here, if anything. Here's a fly ball deep to left. Did he do it again? Bannister at the track, at the wall, leaps up. It's gone! Baldwin does do it again. A solo shot back in the fourth to the near identical same spot. And he got just enough of it again here in the sixth. Just like that, we are tied at 2. Boy, Bannister went as far as he could, jumped up to try and bring it back, but it was still out of his reach. And that may be the final pitch Joseph Montavo throws here tonight. Montavo started this game 10 up, 10 down before the first Baldwin solo home run back in the fourth. How big is that double play ball now that he just got from Mesa, Cueva, and Piotto? Camiletti hit into. That will be the end of a fantastic night for Montavo. Unfortunately for him, going to leave with the no decision as Jackson Leith comes into the ballgame. We'll step aside for a quick break. We are tied at 2. Down East 2. Brooks Baldwin 2. Back to finish off the 6th here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Back here at Atrium Health Ballpark, Sean Fox with you. Bottom of the 6th of our 7-inning nightcap. Brooks Baldwin has just tied it up with his 2nd opposite field solo home run. That chases down east starter Joseph Montavo after 5 2/3 innings. The 2 runs, 3 hits, a couple of walks, and 4 strikeouts over his 75 pitches. Jackson Leith in for the visitors. First pitch to Bryce Willits, fouled straight back, 0-1. 20th appearance overall for the right-hander, 1-2 with a 3.38 ERA. That one fouled off again by Willits. Willits 0-for-2, strikeout and fly out to left here tonight, 2-for-10 in the series. Rest of numbers here for Leith. 21 in the third innings, 12 runs, 8 earned, 19 hits scattered. 8 walks, 22 strikeouts. Strike 3 there on the outer half. Just like that, it takes Leith just 3 pitches to come in and end this bottom of the sixth, but not before Baldwin does it again. His solo home run to the opposite field and left ties this thing up at 2. 1 run on the 1 hit. No errors and nobody left on base. We go to the seventh, tied at 2. This is the Ballers Baseball Network on Valley Live. Back at Atrium Health Ballpark, Sean Fox with you on this Thursday night. What a nightcap here. 2-2 our score as we head to the seventh frame. This is it for regulation. Top of the lineup for Down East, Cam Colley to lead things off against Yohimi Nolasco. First pitch on the way. Just missed for ball number one. Colley tripled and scored back in the first, walked in the third, struck out in the fifth. Fastball there misses upstairs, 2-0. Got to be careful right here. You've got the momentum back. Don't put the leadoff man aboard, especially a guy like Colley with a ton of speed. Popped up first base side. Will it stay in play? It's trying to tail back, but it's not going to tail back enough. Out here, 2 balls and a strike. I say that because Colley's got 21 stolen bases on the air earlier tonight. We saw him tag up from first to second on a fly ball right in front of him there in right field. 2-1. Lined out of play right side. Colley late there on the 93-mile-an-hour offering. 2 balls and 2 strikes, I should say. 2-2. Nolasco, breaking ball, got him swinging. Colley chased one up in the zone, one away. Tommy Specht will dig in. Walked and scored in the first. Fly out to right in the third. Doubled down the right field line in his last at-bat in the fifth. He was out in front of a breaking ball. Just flicked it down that line and kept it fair. Here he's just going to shoot one back up the middle into center field. That's his second hit of the game, third hit of the series. Daniel Cueva steps in. Cueva with a sacrifice fly to get the first run in back in the first. Fly out to left and a strikeout back in the fifth. Breaking ball there for a strike, nothing and one. Between starter Palette, Hammerberg, who relieved him, and Nolasco here, the Boll Weevils have struck out 12 wood ducks in this ball game. Four by Palette, five by Hammerberg, and three now for Nolasco. That's what's kept the Boll Weevils in this ball game. There's a breaking ball swung on and missed. Quickly, nothing and two here on Cueva. Matter of fact, his strikeout back in the fifth was after a one-out double by Specht. Cueva struck out. Figueroa in the on-deck circle struck out to follow him in that fifth inning. O-2 just missed, low and away. Two runs, five hits for the Wood Ducks. Two runs, three hits, two errors for the Boll Weevils. Brooks Baldwin leaving the yard twice here tonight. Here's a line shot into left. That one's going to get down. Lanzilli quickly over to get it back in. Back-to-back one-out singles. And the Wood Ducks have the go-ahead run out there at second base in scoring position. Or the aforementioned Figueroa. Let's see. A lot of stirring about there in the Boll Weevils dugout. Manager Pat Leland pops his head out. That should be the end of the evening here for Yohimi Nolasco. First and second, Wood Ducks mounting a threat here in the top of the seventh. Keep in mind, just a seven-inning game. Boll Weevils just tied it up, but the Wood Ducks looking to grab that lead right back as the Boll Weevils make a call to the bullpen. We'll step aside. This is the Ballers Baseball Network on Valley Live. Back at Atrium Health Ballpark, the Boll Weevils have made a call to the bullpen. Right-hander Billy Seidel on now for the home team. First and second. One out as Figueroa stands in. First pitch from Seidel tonight, low and away for ball number one. Nolasco goes an inning and a third. No runs, three hits, a walk, and three strikeouts. 23 strikes during his 35 pitches thrown. But he's still responsible for Specht out there at second, Cueva over at first. Here's a ground ball back up the middle. Sanchez has it at short, steps on the bag, throws the first inning over. I just started to remind everyone that Sanchez stayed in as a defensive replacement after pinch running for De Guzman just a half inning ago, and what a time to come out and turn two. Inning over. Bottom of the seventh we go. Boll Weevils with a chance to walk it off here against the Wood Ducks. We'll see if they can do it when we come back. 2-2 our score here in Kannapolis. back at Atrium Health Ballpark. Sean Fox with you. Bottom of the seventh we go. Bull Weevils have a chance to walk it off here against the Wood Ducks. 2-2 our score. Colby Smelly, Jonaker Betancourt, and Chris Lanzilli. 4-5-6 part of the lineup. Coming up here against Jackson Leith. Got three pitches and a strikeout to end the sixth inning. First pitch to Smelly. Misses outside for ball number one. Boy, in a game where starter Joseph Montalvo sat down the first 10 Bull Weevils, he was cruising. Smelly here pops one up out of play off to the right side. It looked like the Bull Weevils are going to struggle to score one run. And then Brooks Baldwin hits his first opposite field home run back in the fourth. Then he did it again in the sixth to tie it up. Now all of a sudden a chance to walk it off. 1-1, line drive, base in into center. Leadoff man to board. First hit of the game for Smelly. First of the series as well. Here comes Jonaker Betancourt. Betancourt's 0-for-2 here in the nightcap. But he's 4-for-10 in the series. He had a monster game earlier. He was a triple shy of the cycle, going 3-for-4. First pitch here misses downstairs for ball number one. Piotto, of course, holding Smelly on over there at first. Big hole on the right side of the infield. Low and away, 2-0, and Moreno has to go out and have a quick chat with him. Two 6-0 for the Wood Ducks. 2-4-2 here for the Bull Weevils. All the momentum right now with the home team in that first base dugout. 2-0 pitch, in for a strike, 2-1. 229 average for Betancourt. Fourth homer of the year earlier. A two-run shot, give him 18 knocked in on the year. Just missed inside, 3-1. Things have gotten interesting here as of late in Kannapolis. 3-1. High strike two. Betancourt didn't think so. Count runs full. Boy, a big pitch, a big call right there. Betancourt here fouling it off. Smelly with a minimal lead over there at first. Ground ball foul, third base side. Boy, don't want to ground ball here either. Another payoff pitch. Oh, there is a ground ball to third. Was it hit hard enough? Figueroa to second, just in time to get Colby Smelly. Boy, just in time to get Smelly. No shot to turn two with Betancourt flying down the line. So a fielder's choice. Betancourt replaces Smelly. 5-4 on the putout. One gone here for Chris Lanzilli. Lanzilli with an infield single to short back in the fifth. 1-for-2 here in the nightcap. First pitch misses down and in for ball number one. Boy, that strike two call on a 3-1 pitch was big, because now you're talking about first and second, nobody out. Instead, the fielder's choice keeps the runner at first with one out. Lanzilli here on the check swing, able to hold up in time, 2-0. 286 average for Lanzilli. 2-0 hitters count. Upstairs, ball three. No one out there in that left field bullpen for Down East. I'll say just yet. Lanzilli will take it all the way for a strike. 3-1. Betancourt aboard over at first. First time tonight in three trips to the plate. There's ball four downstairs. Betancourt down to second. Lanzilli down to first. Ryan McCarthy due. Meeting on the mound coming up for the Wood Ducks. Pat Leland has his scorecard out. Heads to plate umpire Trey Ward. Pinch runner, pinch hitter. Well, it looks like a pinch runner out there at second base for Betancourt. Logan Glass going to come off the bench. So Glass going to come on. He's out there representing the winning run. Just 180 feet away. McCarthy going to come to the plate. He lined out to right back in the third. Hit it right on the screws, but it was right to Tommy Speck who made the catch. Walked in his last at-bat in the fifth. What a time to pick up your first RBI in Kannapolis this season. First pitch, down and in for ball number one. Just the seventh game for McCarthy this season. Came in 5 for 19, I beg your pardon. 0 for 1 tonight with the walk. Outfield creeps in for Down East. Liner over to third, caught by Figueroa. No play, back to second goes Glass. Lanzilli retreats to first, two gone. The Wood Ducks cashed in on that very similar double play earlier this afternoon. Now with two outs, it's up to Drake Logan. Walk it off or send us to extras. 0 for 2 on the night. Goes after the first pitch way downstairs. May have even grazed some dirt on the way by. Nothing in one. Last time up, Logan lined into a double play over to second. Mesa caught it and flipped to Cueva covering the bag. Doubled off Lanzilli to end the inning. 0-1 pitch. Swung and missed. Again, a hair out in front. But Logan down on the count, nothing in two. That was that instance where we said Lanzilli be ready to score on anything to the outfield. And that extra step or two, bit of excitement is what ended up getting him doubled off. He was ready to be aggressive and score on a green light there had Logan found some outfield grass earlier. An upcoming 1-2 pitch on the way. Called strike three. We are headed to extra innings here in the nightcap. The Bull Weevils threaten. They get the winning run out there at second base. But can't get him in. No runs, a hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. Extra innings forthcoming in the nightcap. To the eighth we go. This is the Ballers Baseball Network on Bally Live. Back at Atrium Health Ballpark as we go to extras, top of the eighth inning here in the nightcap. Later, Figueroa will start at second base. Connor Piotto will stand in from the left side. First pitch downstairs, taken for ball number one. And of course, extra innings starts with that runner at second base. The international tiebreaker rule help kind of speed things up, get things going, get the action going right off the bat. Here's a little tapper to the left side. Wilbur Sanchez charges, fields, throws first. That is out number one. Figueroa over to third base. Catcher Jesus Moreno steps in. It's always interesting once you get to extra innings. Normally the home team has the advantage, but now when you start with that runner at second base, kind of even things out a little bit more. The odds aren't so much more tilted in the home team's favor. Good example here is the Bo Weevils infield comes into the grass dirt cutout line. Moreno fouls the first pitch straight back, nothing and one. Moreno 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts. He did walk back in the fourth. 1 for 5 here in the series so far this week. Foul ball out of play off to the right. Shatters part of the Atrium Health logo. I don't know if any of the green light pieces made it down into the crowd. But it did. It took a nice chunk out of the top of the logo. Here's a breaking ball. Swinging a miss. Two are out. A huge second out for Seidel. JoJo Blackman to the plate. And just as we're talking about kind of the odds balancing out, that's exactly how it normally plays out. Takes one out to get the runner to third, then it's kind of up to that second out. But there, Seidel got the strikeout. Now it's up to Blackman, who takes the first pitch in for a strike, nothing at one. Now if you can get this final out, keep the Wood Ducks off the board, you've got the momentum right back, because the Bull Weevils will start with a runner at second here in the home half of the eighth. 0-1, laced foul down that right field line. Blackman was way out in front of that 82-mile-an-hour offering. Seidel now one strike away from giving the Bull Weevils a second straight opportunity to walk it off. And he does. Call strike three on the outside corner. Blackman didn't think so. Figueroa stranded over there at third base. A ground out, back-to-back strikeouts will send us to the home half. Bull Weevils have another chance to walk it off. It'll be the 9-1-2 part of the lineup coming up with a runner at second when we come back. This is the Ballers Baseball Network on Bally Live. Back at Atrium Health Ballpark, Sean Fox with you. Bottom of the eighth we go. Bull Weevils have a chance to walk it off again. Drake Logan will start out at second base. He was called out on strikes to end the bottom of the seventh, so he'll start out there at second. For Wilmer Sanchez, getting his first at-bat of this ballgame, he came in as a pinch runner back in the sixth inning for Christopher DeGuzman. He stands in from the right side to face Jackson Leith again. Shows bunt, pulls back, it misses there. Low and away for ball number one. Sanchez 0 for 4 earlier this afternoon. Did have a sacrifice bunt here. Trying to do it again. 1 for 6 in the series. That one's low and in the dirt. Moreno wanted the appeal there, but Sanchez was able to pull it back in time. Sanchez on top of the lineup, Mario Camiletti. And then the guy that's gotten us here, Brooks Baldwin. Two solo home runs here tonight. Both to the opposite field and left, almost identical spots out there on the grass berm. Spin back towards second for Leith. Sanchez had already sprung around there to try and drop down a bunt again. Pietro well in on the grass at first. Figueroa even with the bag off the line over at third. Sanchez with a beauty. Moreno up with it on to first just in time. Boy, Sanchez was flying. He got the sacrifice down. He did his job. That could have very easily ended up down the right field line. But Moreno able to get the outs. 2-3 on the sacrifice. One gone, winning run 90 feet away. Mario Camiletti to the plate. Camiletti 0 for 3. Not going to get a chance to hit. I believe Down East is going to intentionally walk him. Yes, they are. They're going to set up the double play ball here for Brooks Baldwin. Wow. They're going to walk Camiletti. Oh, no, they're going to walk Baldwin as well. They're going to load the bases. I was going to say, you're going to walk Camiletti to take your shot with Baldwin, who's hit the two solo home runs. But right now, since Camiletti and Baldwin's runs don't mean anything, the bases will be loaded. Bryce Willits will come to the plate. He's 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts. Wood Ducks infield has to come in to cut down the winning run at the plate. Force out now with the bases loaded. And Bryce Willits become the hero. Willits 2 for 11 in this series. A deep fly ball would get the job done. Strike one on the outside corner. Boy, with one out, a combination of several things can get it done. Pass ball, wild pitch, sacrifice fly. Obviously, the old-fashioned base hit would work. Error, balk, all kinds of things. Foul down the left field line. Fans gasped on contact. Nothing in two. Something hard on the ground. Just get it past the infield. That's anywhere from 90 to 100 feet away. Instead, the swing and a miss. Well, just like the Bull Weevils got in the top half of the eighth inning, a big second out on a strikeout. Bases are loaded for Colby Smelly. Now those options I just ran through, the deep fly ball doesn't work anymore. Time called here. The Wood Ducks going to have another meeting on the mound to discuss the game plan here with Smelly. Well, I know they're not going to intentionally walk him. The deep fly ball doesn't work. So now you're looking for the base hit, the error, a balk. Shoot, I'll take a balk. Smelly had that single to center in his last at-bat in the seventh. Smelly hitting 292 on the year with runners on, 357 with him in scoring position. We'll take those numbers right now. First pitch, ground ball, third base side, scooped up by Figueroa and on to second to send us to a ninth inning. Boy, both teams had their chance in the eighth. We'll do it again in the ninth. Off we go, still tied at two. This is the Ballers Baseball Network on Bally Live. Top of the ninth we go here at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis. Neither team could push across the winning run there in the eighth. Well, now we'll try it again here in the ninth. JoJo Blackman, the center fielder, will head out to second base. 8-9-1, part of the down east lineup with Zion Bannister coming up. Billy Seidel back out on the mound. First pitch swinging is Bannister. That's a deep fly ball to left center field. Lanzilli can't make the play. On his way to third, rounding it. On the way to the plate, the throw in time. What a relay. What a sequence of events. Lanzilli looked like he had it, couldn't come up with it, then a relay throw to nail Blackman at the plate. One away. Bannister down to third, however, on the double. Blackman had to hold up to see if Lanzilli was going to catch it or not. Andres Mesa now to the plate with one out. Wow. Swing and a miss there. Nothing in one. Woo! That's why you never give up on a play right there, boys and girls. 0-1, strike two. One final score in the Carolina League. Others in the ninth as well. Touch on those here in a minute, but too much excitement here at the ballpark tonight. 0-2, got him swinging. Another big strikeout with two outs, two gone. Back to the top of the lineup, Cam Cawley. That final score, Salem defeated Lynchburg 10-7. Other games in the ninth, Myrtle Beach and Augusta having as much fun. They're tied at five. Carolina 6-3 right now over Fayetteville. They're in the top of the ninth. Colley after the first pitch fouling it off. Fredericksburg up 6-4 at Delmarva in the ninth. Columbia just held on to beat Charleston 3-2 down on the South Carolina coast. That's it. Then there's us here in extras. Breaking ball, low and away. A ball and a strike on Colley. He's 1-for-3. triple and scored back in the first. That's his only hit of the series so far. He's 1-for-11 with 3 walks. Fastball there misses outside. 2-1. By Seidel trying to get the Boll Weevils out of the second straight frame without letting that runner at second score. Well, technically, it wouldn't be him anyway. Blackman just got thrown out at the plate. Now it's Bannister over at third. Low and away, ball 3-1. Tommy Specht in the on-deck circle is 2-for-3. Cueva behind him, 1-for-3 with a sacrifice fly, in case you're thinking intentional walk scenarios. 3-1, slow chopper down the third baseline. Barehanded grab by Baldwin, but it's not enough as Collie booking it down the line. An infield single placed perfectly puts Down East on top, 3-2. Absolutely nothing anyone could do there. Baldwin did everything he could. Here comes Speck to the plate. As we mentioned, 2-for-3 on the night. First pitch misses low and away for ball number one. Walked and scored in the first, flew out to right in the third. Doubled down the right field line in the fifth, singled to center back in the seventh. That one's on the inside corner for a strike. Speck thought it was too far in, but it's 1-1. Well, again, the bottom of the ninth, Boll Weevils will have their crack at it to try and now get the tying run across. Possibly two to walk it off. Here's a sharp liner, one hopper over to short. Scooped out at first by Willits. Boy, Sanchez made it look easy, knocking it down, but then made things interesting. Short hopping Willits over there at first base. Down East gets the big RBI two-out infield single by Collie to retake the lead. One run on a couple of hits. One runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Boll Weevils need 1 to tie, 2 to win. This is the Baller Baseball Network on Bally Live. Back here at Atrium Health Ballpark, bottom of the ninth we go. Boll Weevils need 1 to tie it, 2 to win it. They're going to have to do it against right-hander Jacob Matten. Jackson Leith goes 2 innings, 1 hit, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, 28 of his 44 pitches for strikes. He did a great job keeping Down East in this ballgame. Colby Smelly starts at second. Logan Glass going to lead things off and pop up his bunt attempt straight back into the seats. Glass came in as a pinch runner back in the seventh. representing the winning run at the time. First at bat here in this nightcap. Two-run bomb earlier in game two of this series. It was actually last night before the rain delay hit. Nothing in two now as he couldn't come up with the bunt attempt there. Chris Lanzilli, Ryan McCarthy to follow. Breaking ball swung and missed in the dirt. It gets past Moreno. Throw down to first in time. Over to third goes Colby Smelly. Boy, Glass just seemed like it took him quite a while to get down there to first base. I thought once it got all the way to the backstop, he was there and we'd have runners at the corners. Smelly over to third on the wild pitch. One out now for Lanzilli. Infield back in for Down East. First pitch swung on and missed. Nothing and one. And first and third would have been nice. Fastball in the dirt. Count evens at one and one. 2018 39th round draft pick out of Coastal Carolina for the right-hander. Three saves on the year, going after number four. 15th appearance on the season. 1-1, top of the zone for a strike. Look good from here, 1-2. 24 innings of work. 8 runs, 17 hits, 7 walks, 29 strikeouts. Opponents hitting just 198 against him. That's why he's in this spot. 1-2, breaking ball outside, 2-2. Of course, now another one to the backstop could get him in. Smelly over there at third, trying to anticipate. Two-two here to Lanzilli. Swung and missed. Matten took a little bit off of it. Back-to-back strikeouts, and now all of a sudden the Boll Weevils are down to their final out. Here comes the center fielder, Ryan McCarthy. This has been a phenomenal ball game here tonight. See if the Boll Weevils can find a way to end it on a happy note. First pitch to McCarthy, lifted out into center, and I don't think they're going to get to. Blackman is there to make the catch, and that will end it. Down East hangs on to take game three of this series by a final of 3-2. We'll take one more break, step aside, we'll come back, recap it, and wrap it up. Down East now leads this six-game series, 2-1 after a thrilling 3-2 victory here on this Thursday night. Back after this on the Baller Baseball Network and Bally Live. Back here at Atrium Health Ballpark, Sean Fox back with you to wrap this one up. Boy, the Cannonballers with an impressive 11-4 victory earlier this afternoon, picking up where they left off in last night's suspended ball game before the thunderstorms hit in the third inning, even up the series at a game apiece. And early on in this seven-inning contest that turned into nine with a couple of extra innings, it looked like Down East was on a roll to victory. I say on a roll because starter Joseph Montavo retired the first 10 straight to come to the plate. 10 up, 10 down, and this is all after Down East scored a couple of runs in that first inning Cam Colley started things off. He was 0-for-8 entering this game throughout the first two games of this series, but he laced a triple out into right center field, later scored on Donier Cueva's sacrifice fly to left to make it 1-0. And then Figueroa with an RBI single to right brought home Tommy Specht after he drew a walk. That made it 2-0 for Down East, and early through the first three, really four innings, it looked like that was more than enough for Joseph Montavo on the mound, but Brooks Baldwin came up the first time in that fourth inning and delivered a solo shot to left, opposite field shot, to make it a 2-1 game. That gave the Boll Weevils some life. That cut the lead in half 2-1. And then, lo and behold, in the sixth inning, Baldwin did it again. Another opposite field solo shot to left, almost the exact same spot on the grass berm out there in left field. Multi-homer game for Baldwin, tied it up at 2 in the 6th, gave the Boll Weevils all the momentum, and then we get to the 7th. Boll Weevils had a chance. Colby Smelly led it off with a single to center, but then a fielder's choice over to 3rd erased him at 2nd base. Betancourt grounding into the fielder's choice. Glass there became the runner at 1st. A walk, hard hit line out over to 3rd. Then Drake Logan was called out on strikes to send us to extras. In the 8th, both teams had their chances. Runner at 3rd, one out in the Down East top of the 8th. It was back-to-back strikeouts for Billy Seidel to get out of that inning. Then in the home half of the 8th, when the Boll Weevils had a chance to win it, sacrifice bunt by Sanchez moved Drake Logan over to 3rd with one out, 90 feet away from the winning run. But then, the gamesmanship, whatever you want to call it. Back-to-back intentional walks, Mario Camilletti and Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin was not going to get a 3rd at-bat to try and win it after doing what he did earlier with the solo home run in the 4th and 6th innings. Camilletti walked, Baldwin walked, both intentionally to load the bases. Bryce Willits went down swinging on strikes before Colby Smelly grounded into the fielder's choice over at 3rd to end that threat in the 8th. In the 9th, it looked like the Boll Weevils were going to get out of it again. And this is all after Bannister's leadoff double to left center saw JoJo Blackman get thrown out at the plate. Blackman had to hold up at 2nd base because Lanzilli was right there. He nearly made the catch. But once the ball hit the turf, Blackman took off. But then the relay throw from 388 feet away nailed him by several steps at the plate. But it put the winning run again, or the go-ahead run, I should say, for Down East over at 3rd with one out. That's when Seidel got a strikeout of Andres Mesa. Two outs, runner at 3rd. Same situation we had in the 8th inning, but this time Down East made it pay off. Cam Colley, the leadoff man, RBI single to 3rd. Looked like a bit of a jam job, just a slow roller to 3rd. Baldwin charged, did everything he could, barehanding it, throwing it to 1st. But they couldn't get Colley in time. Bannister scored to make it 3-2 as we went to the bottom of the 9th. Smelly started over at 2nd base. He went to 3rd on the wild pitch. It ended up being strike 3 to Logan Glass, but Glass was thrown out at 1st. Still looked like an odd sequence from up here because the ball went all the way to the backstop. Glass still thrown out over there at 1st base by Jesus Moreno. But again, the Boll Weevils had the tying run at 3rd with one out. Lanzilli went down on strikes. McCarthy flying out to center to strand that tying run. And Colby Smelly over at 3rd base to end what was a rather exciting nightcap here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Final totals here for Down East. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The Boll Weevils, 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors. Runners left on. Down East left 9 on the base pass. They were just 1 for 13 with runners in scoring position. 4 left on for the Boll Weevils, 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position. Tough loss for Jackson Leith. He kept the Boll Weevils in it late into the extras. Jackson Leith for Down East picks up the win. He kept Down East in it and avoided taking the loss. Tough loss for Billy Seidel on the Kannapolis side of the score sheet with Jacob Matone coming in to pick up the save to end this ball game. A little over 2 hours, really about a 2.5 hour full ninth inning game, but the two extra innings there, the 7 innings scheduled after we finished up game 2 earlier this afternoon, created some more excitement there at the end. Bull Weevils had a couple of chances. Down East had plenty of chances for insurance earlier in the game. Couldn't get it done. Got exciting at the end, but Down East able to hold on to take a 2-1 lead in this 6-game series. Two teams will be back here tomorrow night to do it again at 7 o'clock. Same thing on Saturday before the series wraps up at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Then all these guys get 4 days off with the MLB All-Star break in Seattle beginning on Monday. And then things really get going for the second half grind. The dog days, as they call it in the baseball world. Dog days of summer coming up. Great ball game here. It was a thrill to call this one. It was a thrill to call last night. And the finish of it this afternoon. Dan Helody under the weather a bit. He should be back in here this weekend. I'm headed to the public address side of the microphone here at the ballpark tomorrow. Thanks for letting me jump in. It's been a blast. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. If not, the outcome. The Down East Wood Ducks win it 3-2 here in extra innings in our nightcap to lead this series 2-1. That's it from Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis. Sean Fox saying so long. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you can tune in for Game 4 of this series tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Good night, everyone.